Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It is Thursday, September the 5th, 2013. Hope you're having a good day. We are live each weekday from noon to 1 here on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We're streaming the show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and we podcast. So you can listen to the program on your schedule anytime, anywhere, buckmastershow.com. All the podcasts are there. We archive all of the programs. Very convenient for you to find a particular show. Show is also posted to TucsonSentinel.com and TucsonCitizen.com. Also, links to the show on the home pages of the Green Valley News and Saharita Sun and at blogforarizona.com. During this noon hour, we'll get things rolling. It talks about some important changes at the Pima, within the Pima Library System. 20 minutes past the hour, the Buckmaster Show contributor on Mexico and the border, Keith Rosenblum, will join me as we interview the head of economic development for the city of Nogales, Sonora. Some very interesting things going on in the business community in Sonora. And then we'll close out the show with Don Luce, the Buckmaster Show legal contributor. If you have a question or comment, we invite you to join us on the Buckmaster Show live line. The live line number is 790-2040. If anything during the hour catches your fancy in the area of a question or comment, just pick up the phone, give us a call. You can also, and we invite you to do so, join us on Facebook. Our presence there, easy to find, under my name, Bill Buckmaster, parentheses, Buckmaster Show. Let's get things rolling now, talking about the Pima County Library System. The Pima County Board of Supervisors recently approved a new library policy. That policy eliminates fines on overdue children's and teen materials. The library also eliminated the fines and fees from the library accounts of more than 48,000 children and teens. Karen Prechtel is with us. Karen is the deputy director of the Pima County Public Library. She has long been interested in the synergy of healthcare and library services and served as a consumer health librarian for many years before stepping into management. Karen also initiated the Library Nurse Program, which has now gained national and international attention and was recently recognized as a 2013 top innovator by the Urban Libraries Council. Karen, how are you today?
I'm great. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Well, this is good news for young people about the overdue children's materials. Why was this action taken, Karen?
Well, we learned that almost 45,000 kids and teens' cards were blocked because they had fines for returning books late, and those kids were not coming into the library because of those fines. And we had to figure out a way to make it work to get them back in, and we felt that those were, I guess, uncollectible fines for the most part, and so it was well worth it to waive all of that. Now we can invite everyone back into the library to use their cards. It's a clean slate.
Well, I think people would be very surprised. Our listeners will, I think, be surprised when I give you this figure, which you are very familiar with, that there are 413,000 library cardholders in Pima County. That's for a population of nearly 1 million people. I think that's pretty astounding and testimony that this is a very literate community. Would you agree?
I would agree, but there are certainly some I guess, difficulties that we have in the community related to literacy. For example, 2/3 of our 8th graders do not read at the proficient level, and only 1/3 of all students entering high school are proficient in reading. So we see it's our role to help raise the literacy levels of the community.
And I know that thinking back to my days many, many moons ago as a young person, really a kind of watershed mark was getting that library card, and I still remember the children's section of the Wilmette, Illinois library where we had those little chairs. But it was really exciting to get a library card, and I think kids still probably feel the same way, don't they, Karen, about that?
Absolutely. It's oftentimes the child's first identification card of any type, and they're very proud of it. I remember getting my first library card, too, here at the Old Main Library, which is now the Tucson Children's Museum, and that kind of thing sticks with you.
How about the outreach? You're talking a little bit about literacy for the kids. What other programs have you designed to get kids into the library?
Well, we have stuff going on all year round. Our summer reading program is particularly active because we try to keep kids reading through the summer so that they don't lose ground when they start school in the fall. And we have hundreds and hundreds of activities going on all summer long in conjunction with our summer reading program. A really important service that we offer is homework help at almost all of our libraries. Free homework help is hard to come by. We also have online homework help.
And we want to point out that September is a great time to get the kids signed up. In fact, September is National Library Card Month. Karen, while we have you on our Buckmaster Show Liveline, I mentioned in that introduction that you were instrumental, really, in this now critically acclaimed national program, the great honor for the library, the library nurse program. How is that coming right now, and how has that expanded has it expanded now to all 27 libraries?
It has not expanded that wide, but we have about 12 libraries participating right now, and every single one of the Pima County Health Department public health nurses are coming to our libraries for some period of time. And I think the Pima County Health Department has really seen this program blossom as well, and they're getting a lot of attention from the medical community around the country.
What was the genesis for this program? I noticed that you had served as a consumer health librarian. And how did you come up with this, and what kind of services do these nurses provide?
Well, health information is one of the things libraries have always provided to the public. We're able to help find health information that's easy to digest. A lot of medical information isn't. So we've always been good at that, but there are an awful lot of customers who need more than we can offer, who need access to social services, for example, or who need care that they don't have access to otherwise. And we were looking for a way to serve those customers who were already in our buildings asking for help. And we kind of modeled our program after San Francisco Public Library. They hired a social worker in 2010. And so we modeled this after that, and it's been incredibly successful.
What kind of medical services would be provided at the library?
Well, a common thing is blood pressure checks. We have a lot of elderly customers who are delighted that they can get their blood pressure checked by a nurse. There are a lot of people who have acute problems. They'll first talk to the nurse about a specific health problem, and the nurse will refer them to a physician or to even a hospital if it's critical. And providing health information to customers is something that the nurses do constantly.
How do people find out where a nurse will be at a particular library location, Karen?
The best way to do that is to call the library that you're interested in visiting and see if and when a nurse will be available.
And the nurses then rotate among the different among the 27 libraries, is that correct?
That's correct.
12:13 now on the Buckmaster Show. We're speaking with Karen Prechtel. She is the Deputy Director of the Pima County Public Library System. Matt has a question for us on the Buckmaster Show live line. Go ahead, Matt.
Oh, first, I'd like to compliment the library for, you know, the way they teach people who want to learn computer skills, especially novice people, seniors. I've seen it And lots of times they can't just do it once. They go back a couple times, and they slowly get over the fear of getting on a computer at home. So compliments to them on that. I have a question specifically with regards to, as we move to the new world with Kindle and the other books online and things like that, has Pima County been going to seminars to figure out how they're going to keep up with the technology so that the kids continue? Because I mean, as much as I love books, the reality is the kids' physical books are really something that is becoming an anachronism to them. Just I'm curious to hear what the new thinking is for public libraries as these technologies continue to remove physical books. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. A good question.
Well, we are very much involved in providing e-books and electronic audiobooks to our customers as they become available in the marketplace. Libraries have had a little bit of a struggle being able to purchase e-books from publishers, but there are organizations nationally who are working on that issue. But right now, if you visit our website, you'll be able to see all of the e-books and e-audiobooks that are available for checkout right now with your library card.
And you want to give us that website, please, Karen?
Absolutely. It is library.pima.gov.
And you have online magazines as well, right?
Right. Our Zinio online magazine database is really cool. It's all visual, and we have over 130 magazines that are available. And if, for example, you pull that up on your notebook, you can scroll through it like you would a regular magazine. It's pretty exciting.
Karen Prechtel, thank you very much for spending a few minutes with us talking about the Pima County Library System, and congratulations to the work you are doing there. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. 12:16 now on the Buckmaster Show. It is our Thursday edition. Coming up on the Buckmaster Show, we're going to be talking about economic development. We'll be speaking with the Chief Economic Development Officer in Nogales, Sonora. Also, Keith Rosenblum, the Buckmaster Show border and Mexico contributor, will join me in the conversation. That's coming up next on the Buckmaster Show.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's vscot.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
At Cox Business, we don't cook the entrees.
Order up!
But we are in the restaurant business. Just ask Kirsten Traina, co-owner of the Liberty Market Restaurant.
Power burger with cheddar.
She prefers doing business with local suppliers, including produce from a local farm, and internet and phone service from Cox Business. She counts on us for reliable internet, with speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL and feature-rich business phone service.
Margarita pizza!
And our award-winning local support team is available 24/7. Visit coxbusiness.com to get business internet select and phone for only $99 per month. Plus, ask about next-day professional installation.
And a carrot cake!
That's for me. Switch to Cox Business today and see how your business is our business. Offer valid until 9/30/13. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on max download speed of Cox Business Internet service 150 megabits per second versus basic DSL 1.5 megabits per second service. Other restrictions may apply. Next day install subject to availability. Eligibility restrictions may apply.
On the Thursday edition, September 5th, on the Buckmaster Show. Hope you're having a good day. Want to tell you about tomorrow's Friday Focus interview. Our guest will be Jonathan Rothschild, the mayor of the city of Tucson. Joining me in the questioning of the mayor tomorrow will be Sarah Garrett Gasson, editorial writer and columnist for the Arizona Daily Star. And we'll be talking about economic development, I'm sure, with the mayor. And we're going to talk in the next few minutes about this new attention to cross-border economic development. Keith Rosenblum, the Buckmaster Show contributor on Mexico and Inside Tucson Business border correspondent, is with us on the Buckmaster Show live line. And in a few moments, joining us in the conversation will be Manuel Hopkins. Mr. Hopkins is in the mayor's office in Nogales, Sonora, Mexico, where he heads up economic development. Keith, how are you today? First, let's welcome you.
Well, I'm on the live line, so I guess I'm alive. I'm feeling ready to go and handle your peppering of questions.
Yes, and we'll have Manuel with us. Manuel, are you there, Manuel?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
good.
Hi.
Thank you, sir. Manuel Hopkins with us on the live line from Nogales, Sonora. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. And I want to ask you right off the bat, Mr. Hopkins, have you noticed this new attention that there is now to cross-border economic development? I know that Mayor Rothschild, who is going to be our guest on the program tomorrow, is very high on improving the relations with Nogales, Sonora. How do you see it, sir?
Yeah, definitely. I see it as a very positive wave, positive result. Mayor Jonathan Rothschild and Mayor Ramon Guzman here from Nogales, Sonora, have been very, very, very interactive as far as collaborating together, as far as putting the region out in the world map. And they have done a trip down to Mexico City, trying to get the necessary infrastructure down here in Nogales, And we feel very, very confident that this effort that Mayor Rothschild and Mayor Guzman are doing together is going to help us in the economic development in the region, which is the South Arizona and the Northern Sonora. So I feel very positive. There's a lot of investment coming down in Nogales, Mexico. We're in good shape, and then we feel that we call it now Nogales Unexpected. I mean, we're in a different scope right now as far as attracting investments.
Manuel, could you give us kind of an overview of the twin plants? How widespread now is that program in the city of Nogales, Sonora?
Well, I mean, the scheme of the twin plants, this has started back in the 70s, and we feel that nowadays we need to reinforce the scheme of the twin plants with Tucson, Arizona. Now that they installed the port of Tucson there that has an intermodal connection from Long Beach down to Tucson and come down to Nogales, Mexico. And we feel and very confident that nowadays with the aerospace industry coming up as the pusher of the industry in worldwide, we feel that the collaboration between Tucson, Nogales, Arizona, and Nogales, Sonora need to have a good effect to reinforce the twin plant construction as far as having mostly the low manufacturing cost skills of Nogales, Sonora that has a good history in the past, take advantage of that, but also take advantage of the high educational level and engineering expertise in Tucson from the universities there, that we can collaborate as far as structuring the twin plants and having corporate offices design high advanced technologies manufacturing in Tucson and Nogales, Arizona to collaborate with the Nogales manufacturing.
Here's Keith Rosenblum. I'm sure he has a question for you, Manuel.
Well, I have a question. I would mention to you, Bill, and listeners that Nogales last week had its third annual, they call it Expo Nogales. In this case, it was the third time they had done an exhibition for people from southern Arizona and from also within Mexico and the U.S. generally. But this thing started with just a prayer and an idea, and this year it was up to 150-some-odd booths. I attended it. It was very well attended. There were a couple thousand people that came down for it. And this is the kind of things where you watch the economies become integrated on their own. And in the case of the city of Nogales and Manuel's department, which is it's business development, and they just opened a new office last week as well. They're doing all the kinds of outreach that really, to me, overcomes all the stupid stigma stuff about Mexico being unsafe. And these guys are making it happen at the nuts and bolts level and at the employment level.
And Manuel, I wanted to bring that up, and Keith alluded to what he called the stupid stuff. But there are many Americans are fearful of a visit across the border. Manuel Hopkins, are those fears largely unfounded, in your opinion, sir?
Yes, I totally agree. I guess it's a perception that Arizona has about Nogales and the bad uncertain media that has been handled in Arizona, and one of the efforts, like Keith mentioned, that we're trying to do as far as economic development and from the mayor's office here in Nogales, Mexico, is that we're trying, we're setting up a marketing strategy where we need to inform with precise information as far as what Nogales is offering, what Sonora is doing, and there's a lot of good characteristics about Sonora and Nogales, Mexico, that people are not aware of. So one of the things that we really need to push is to make Arizonans aware of the exact information of the activities that we can offer, of the business that's going on in Nogales, like Keith mentioned, about this the supplier expo, which is trying to build a cluster around the Nogales manufacturing, which is so strong. So we're trying to construct this cluster by doing this expo and trying to expand the vendor suppliers into manufacturing to be more effective and more competitive in this region. So, yes, I do believe that we need to work on improving that perception that Arizona has by doing strategic positive marketing with the good things that we offer.
Well, when we continue after the break, Manuel and Keith, we'll talk about some of the businesses that are in Nogales, Sonora, and what some of those businesses are producing as we continue on the Buckmaster Show. So Keith Rosenblum, Buckmaster Show contributor on Mexico, Inside Tucson Business Border Correspondent, we will ask you to stay on the line. And Manuel Hopkins, who is the head of economic development for the city of Nogales, Sonora. Also, Manuel, if you would stay with us as well as we go to a break. We'll be back with you in a few minutes. Also, we want to point out to our listeners, we'll continue this discussion tomorrow with Mayor Jonathan Rothschild, who will be our Friday Focus interview here on the Buckmaster Show. So we're going to take a break right now. Then we'll go back to Keith Rosenblum and to Nogales, Sonora with Manuel Hopkins, who is head of economic development for the city of Nogales. Be right back on the Buckmaster Show.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Some senators still are not convinced as the administration looks to build support for a U.S. military strike on Syria. Republican Senator Susan Collins says there are other ways to pressure Syria's Bashar Assad, short of an American intervention. And Democrat Ron Wyden of Oregon says it's not clear what the effects of a military attack would be. The White House says the president has canceled a trip to California to focus on the administration's response to Syria. Mr. Obama had been scheduled to visit California next week. For the first time since the July ouster of Egypt's Islamist president, there has been an assassination attempt on a senior government official. Egypt's interior minister was the apparent target, although he escaped the car bombing unscathed. The Dow up 13 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. It's just 3 hours or so from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to get to an area with so much to offer, from hiking, camping, exploring downtown historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Hey, have you noticed all the road construction in the Tucson area?
Yes, I see lots of road work.
Yeah, in fact, the Regional Transportation Authority is funding work right now for more than a dozen projects, including bus pullouts and intersections.
I sure see lots of RTA orange signs downtown and in the region.
Yeah, and I hear new RTA projects will begin soon.
Great. The RTA projects makes for better roads and safer driving for all of us.
Getting underway, the Houghton Broadway intersection. The RTA delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
West in La Paloma, Tucson's iconic luxury resort and spa is now better than ever with a $30 million rejuvenation that includes all guest rooms, public spaces, meeting rooms, upgraded golf and tennis, and new pool and lobby areas, plus enhanced dining. And the setting, well, it couldn't be better on 250 acres in the foothills of the Catalinas. Take a look at the rejuvenation at westinlapalomaresort.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the Buckmaster Show is presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, where they have a big event coming up over the September 13th weekend. It's called Pick-a-Mania. Like picking a guitar. It's a Pick-a-Mania festival for bluegrass, roots, folk, Americana music over in Silver City, New Mexico, just 3.5 hours east of Tucson to Silver City. Check out their fine website, southwestnewmexico.org, the complete listing of all the great places to stay in the area, including Pinos Altos Cabins. We are talking about cross-border economic development today on the Buckmaster Show. Joining us on the live line from Nogales, Sonora, where he is the head of economic development in that Mexican border city, Manuel Hopkins. Keith Rosenblum is the Buckmaster Show contributor on Mexico and Inside Tucson Business border correspondent, also with us on the live line. And Keith, you have a column coming out in Inside Tucson Business. What's that going to be about?
Well, actually, I had a lot of fun. I get to every so often, Bill, I'm not locked in a cage in a studio, I get to do some fun stories. And tomorrow's piece will be about how Coca-Cola in Nogales, Sonora, actually how you can't get a Pepsi in Nogales, Sonora. the Coca-Cola company, which is Bebidas Refrescantes de Nogales, is so strong that you basically cannot find a Pepsi anywhere in the border area on the Mexican side. And I will explain why in that story. It's a lot of fun.
Manuel, you want to comment on that?
I didn't want to get into the Coca-Cola Pepsi, but yes, I mean, Keith is right. In fact, to be honest, I was the Pepsi distributor a couple years ago.
I didn't know that.
And as a businessman, it was one of the experiences that gave me that expertise of not going into competing against Coca-Cola here locally. They're my friends. They're very dynamic, and one of the key fundamental things that they have is that they produce. They bottle the Coca-Cola in the glass bottle in Nogales, Sonora. So they have a good sized plant there, nearly 500 to 600 employees, I think, roughly, and they're doing great. I mean, they have great marketing strategies, but at a very competitive cost. So I totally agree with Keith.
Manuel, I wonder if you could kind of give us what are some of the products being manufactured there in Nogales, Sonora? Give us kind of a quick overview, if you would, sir.
Well, one of the strengths here in manufacturing is a lot of electronic components. So you see a lot of things that, and a lot of electronic components, a lot of harness for the automotive industry. But you see a lot of medical products also here. There's some very good Fortune 500 companies here in Nogales. But you see a lot of electronics. You see garage door openers. There's Chamberlain Manufacturing, which is one of the largest manufacturing here. So you have those electric garage door openers that you see in every house in the United States. There's a lot, like I mentioned, a lot of medical products. See a lot of devices for military inclusive here, and there are certain components for military. So there's a lot of things. There's 105 manufacturers here in Nogales, and you see also there's a company called Master Lock here. You see all the locks, very well known company. You see a lot of the commercial and residential toolboxes for your houses. So there's a lot of things going on here.
So there's a wide variety of products. Keith Rosenblum, the federal government has given what they call a Tiger Grant, a $5 million grant to the Port of Tucson. That just happened in the last couple of days. Is this a big deal, Keith Rosenblum?
Keith Rosenblum isn't as up on that issue as he ought to be, but what it does, as I understand it, is it actually allows people in Tucson to grab on to trains and container business that otherwise would be passing through that you couldn't by building that kind of extension. To me, it's very exciting, and it continues. It makes Tucson into a hub, or continues the quest to. And I think that's what's important. When you think about hubs, you would never think of Phoenix, and yet the people at Sky Harbor Airport had the foresight to say, let's make this city in the middle of nowhere in the Southwest a hub. So you wind up going to L.A. or even San Francisco from the East Coast. What do? You go through Phoenix. So I think this kind of vision actually does open the door for Tucson to become that hub. And now it's no longer a hub really just for the U.S., but rather for northwestern Mexico. And that's been the dream all along of the people behind it. I want to add one thing while I have Manuel's attention, too. Manuel, why don't you get Bill out of his cabin for a day or two and tell him to come down to Nogales, Sonora, and broadcast one day from there.
Yes, certainly. We'll be more than glad to have him here in Nogales and do a little tour around Nogales like we did with Mayor Rothschild.
Get him down there to Bill, you should be doing to do a broadcast from down there one of these days. Get Nogales to haul you down.
I thank you, and thanks for the invitation. We certainly will consider it. Keith, we're going to run. And Manuel, thank you very much for spending a few minutes with us. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yeah, pleasure.
Thanks
okay.
a lot. Keith Rosenblum, you can read his column coming up in Inside Tucson Business, where he reports on the border. He also contributes to this show, The Buckmaster Show, and we thank Manuel Hopkins. Mr. Hopkins is the head of economic development for Nogales, Sonora, where we heard there are over now 100 plants operating under the Twin Plants program with the United States and Mexico. Mr. Don Luce, the Buckmaster Show legal contributor, is in the wings. He will be next on the Buckmaster Show, the Thursday edition. Stay with us.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Another business trip? Why don't you just drive instead of fly?
Well, nobody brings me snacks or drinks in my car. Very seldom do I get to watch a first-run movie or take a nap while driving.
No, seriously. It must be much cheaper to drive.
Not really. I checked out TIA's cost comparison calculator. Flying from Tucson isn't just convenient, it can actually save money.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. It's 12:45 now on the Buckmaster Show, our Thursday edition. Once a month, we welcome, gladly so, we're honored to have him with us, Mr. Don Luce, attorney at law of Luce Brown and Associates with offices in Tucson and Phoenix. Don Luce is the Buckmaster Show legal contributor and author of two very popular books designed not for really other lawyers, but designed for just the non-lawyers, the public. Arizona Laws 101, a handbook for non-lawyers, and Estate Planning in Arizona, What You Need to Know. Don Luce, good to see you.
Thanks, Bill. Good to be back.
You know, we don't talk about this much in our monthly sessions, but estate planning in Arizona, how important is that for everybody to have an estate plan?
Well, first of all, estate planning just doesn't mean wealth preservation. Estate planning includes things like powers of attorney and healthcare directives and other instruments that, in the event of disability or incapacity, would become really important. So I would argue that estate planning is something that everyone should be interested in, whether they have a dollar or $1 billion to their name, because, again, it's not just about money.
And you shouldn't be intimidated to really sit down with a legal advisor and talk about your wishes.
That's exactly right. And in Estate Planning in Arizona, the book that I wrote, I tried to set forth those principles in easy-to-understand language. If somebody's interested in the subject, they ought not to have to go to a lawyer to learn about it. And in my book, I tried to present the material in a way that anyone interested in estate planning in a half an hour or so can get a really good handle on what's involved and what they might need.
Let's talk a little bit about legal issues in the news, and predominantly this month on our session, it seems like the 2010 marijuana initiative, which passed narrowly in Arizona, I guess it's the story that just keeps on giving, like the Energizer Bunny.
Boy, it really is, Bill. And you know, this voter initiative, which, as you pointed out, narrowly passed, has been the subject of numerous lawsuits in both state and federal courts. It's been the discussion around the Capitol. The DEA has weighed in with a letter saying most recently that they're not going to prosecute a small amount usage of marijuana. And then we have the national trend to legalize it. So currently, there are 20 states, including Arizona, that allow cardholders to use it for medical purposes. But there are two states, Colorado and Washington, that don't even require a medical reason. In those two states, marijuana is legal. And the interesting thing is that in the upcoming elections, something like six more states are going to put on their ballots the initiative to legalize marijuana. So arguably, in the next several years, we're going to have 10 or 20 states in which it will be legal to use and possess small amounts, despite the fact, and this is what I find really interesting as a lawyer, under the Federal Controlled Substance Act, marijuana is a Schedule I drug, which means, as far as the federal government is concerned, it has no medical benefit or use, period. In the same category as heroin and LSD.
It seems like a total disconnect, though.
Absolutely. And that's why marijuana cannot be prescribed by medical doctors. It has to be dispensed through a sort of an alternate system where instead of getting a prescription, you get a card issued by the Department of Health Services. And instead of going to a pharmacy, you have to go to a state licensed dispensary where you can buy the product.
Well, and two states, Colorado and Washington State, have actually legalized marijuana for recreational use. Now, I don't know what, I would assume that, Don Luce, that would be a small amount
yes.
for recreational use.
Yes, and it's limited to persons 18 years of age or older, and those adults are permitted to consume or possess limited amounts. So you're absolutely right in that regard. But under federal law, and this is really where the conflict arises, any amount of marijuana, however small, is considered a felony. It's possession of a controlled substance that is illegal under federal law.
But bottom line, the direction we're moving with more and more states jumping on the bandwagon, it looks like that in a few years you could see marijuana legalized in this country.
Yes, I think clearly that is the trend. I don't think it's going to be an easy go for the advocates in Arizona because even though the Arizona Medical Marijuana Act narrowly passed, there was quite a bit of opposition to it. And since its passage 3 years or so ago, I think the trend in our state has been to fight it at every turn. You may recall that it actually took 2 years or so for the system to get up and running because there were so many court battles. The Department of Health Services director had opposed issuing licenses to permit dispensaries to open and begin doing business. So you had all of these thousands of cardholders who basically had no place to buy the medical marijuana that the law said they were entitled to, and so they ended up growing it themselves or getting it through an alternative distribution source. But it was a real mess. Finally, we're at that point in Arizona where now we have over 100 licensed dispensaries. Many of them are up and running. And so now the battle is, okay, where are they going to be permitted to grow the marijuana? Because that's a zoning issue. And a lot of cities around the state are saying, look, you know, welcome, you know, to have you, but don't grow it in our backyard.
Yeah, and actually, a unanimous vote that was taken Tuesday, the Marana Town Council approved a ban on farming medical-grade marijuana. So this does open the door now to cities saying, well, we don't want it here. We don't want it grown here.
That's exactly right. This particular issue involved a proposed 8,000 square foot indoor marijuana farm. If you can imagine that, it'd be the size of
a shopping mall, right?
A nice sized nursery. Hmm. And it was intended to basically supply a dispensary in Ajo. Well, Marana said, no, we don't want that. So here we have a licensed dispensary, perfectly legal under the Arizona Medical Marijuana Act, and now the difficulty is where do we grow the product?
Well, where will they? If more and more cities say no, will they import it from another state? That may open up other legal issues.
Well,
crossing state lines with marijuana.
That's exactly right. And remember now, in some states, it is legal to use and possess small amounts, whether you have a medical condition or not. In other states, you have to have a card certifying that you have a medical condition, which allows you to use marijuana for essentially medicinal purposes. And in some states, you have neither. So theoretically, if you're crossing state lines with a large amount of marijuana, you could be violating not only federal law, but you could also be violating the various laws of the states in which you're transporting using this drug. So all kinds of problems. But the city still do have zoning powers. They have the right to a large extent to determine where the dispensaries are situated. And then, as you saw in Marana, they have the right to essentially say no to medical marijuana farming, even by a licensed dispensary.
Don Luce is with us. Mr. Luce comes on the program once a month to talk about the legal issues in the news. Attorney Don Luce of Luce, Brown & Associates, with offices in Tucson and Phoenix. In fact, your office in Tucson is very conveniently located to those of us who live in the foothills. You're in the vicinity of Campbell and River.
I love that area. Right on the Riverwalk.
Aren't you right by P.F. Chang's?
Right across the street.
I thought so. So there's never a shortage of great places for you to find something to eat during the lunch hour, Don Luce.
Love P.F. Chang's. And while we're on growing marijuana, a story came out last week about a lawsuit that was filed in Phoenix by a couple of guys who contend that they have a constitutional right to grow their own marijuana. This lawsuit says that because the Arizona Constitution cannot prohibit or require, I should say, someone to participate in a healthcare system, that if they have to obtain their medical marijuana from a dispensary, they contend that they're being forced to participate in a healthcare system. They say that's unconstitutional, and therefore they should be allowed to grow their own. I think they have an uphill battle with that argument, but the lawsuit's been filed and the arguments are going to be made.
What about medical marijuana food products, or drop even the word medical in front of it? What about marijuana food products, i.e. the chocolate brownies with marijuana or whatever?
Well, there are a lot of food products that have marijuana in them, or cannabis, which is a marijuana extract, and you gave a classic example, the brownies, but there are now are also sodas and lollipops and cookies and a whole host of other food products that contain either the marijuana pieces or extract from the plant. So the legal battle that's shaping up in that arena is the state health department is saying that the Arizona Medical Marijuana Act does not include extracts. So unless you're using pieces of the plant itself in the product, according to the Department of Health Services, you are not following the law. And the warning from the director is that they're going to, the state health inspectors are going to soon be taking a look at the recipes of the food products being sold at medical marijuana dispensaries. And if the operators
have to list the ingredients, so they're going to have to list the calories as well.
Well, you know, we've been talking for years about the impact of this Arizona Medical Marijuana Act, and particularly how it's going to be implemented in our state. And this is just another example of some of the legal issues that have arisen when you're dealing with a controlled substance that, for purposes of state law, is legal.
I tell you, there's so much. They may have to create a Department of Marijuana Enforcement up in Phoenix.
Well, you know, you talk about labeling, but several months ago there was a proposal before the legislature to control how medical marijuana products are labeled, because the concern was that a lollipop looks like a lollipop looks like a lollipop, and you don't want your children to, you know, be enjoying a marijuana lollipop. So there is a valid concern about the labeling.
And quickly, one other legal story, legal-oriented story. Arizona Gay Marriage Initiative looks like now it will not go to the voters next year.
No, it looks like that's a dead issue. But I think it's just a matter of time before the voters address this issue again. Like in the area of legalized marijuana, gay marriage has been in the spotlight for the past several years, including several recent cases that have gone all the way to the United States Supreme Court. Just a couple of weeks ago in Los Angeles, a federal judge ruled that the Department of Veterans Affairs cannot discriminate between couples of the same sex and couples of the opposite sex as far as VA benefits are concerned. We saw that. And we've also seen DOMA struck down by the Supreme Court. That was the Defense of Marriage Act. So on a federal level, at least, there is no real distinction now between the gender of the couples.
Don,
yes.
Go ahead, Don.
On a state level, that's not the case. In Arizona, we still have a constitutional amendment that was passed in 2008 that says marriage in Arizona is defined as a union between one man and one woman.
Don Luce, thank you very much for being with
us. Thanks, Bill. It's my pleasure.
Don Luce, the author of two very popular books about the law, Arizona Laws 101, A Handbook for Non-Lawyers and Estate Planning in Arizona, What You Need to Know. Both books are available. Best place, Amazon or online?
Barnes & Noble.
Barnes & Noble has the books. Don Luce, have a great week. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bill. My pleasure.
Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is supplied by, and we thank them very much, Culligan. Bottled water, we believe, that is pure and simply the best. Culligan, for all your residential and commercial water needs. Thanks, Culligan. All of our in-studio guests given a nice bottle of Culligan water. John C. Scott this afternoon, 3 to 5 here on KVOI, and then Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe tomorrow morning. We'll have Mayor Rothschild with us at 12:04 tomorrow on the Buckmaster Show. Have a great afternoon.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.